Yeah, I'm so tired of seeing all the crap that goes across it, and I just feel like we waste so much time on fighting with one another that I think if we focus that onto something that was a little bit more productive, we'd be a lot better off. So
Yeah, I agree. I just Saturday I did a seminar for a youth fundraiser bowl club in Anago, Wisconsin, that was titled "The Issues with Deer Management," and I covered a lot of that. What's happening now in today's society as far as big deer and the problems that big deer have caused with neighbors fighting, families fighting. I've seen lawsuits against families. I've gone out to do land management practices and set up people's properties, and they say, "Well, I only want this section set up because this is where I hunt, and I don't want my uncle to shoot a deer on this side of the property."
Oh,
And
God.
I'm like, "Are you serious, people?" And it's part of that led into we aren't going to get youth, we aren't going to recruit new hunters, we won't get any hunters if we keep doing this. Everybody's
No.
forgot what hunting is truly about. And we need to look at that. And some states are trying to take the initiative and setting back and saying, okay, now we don't have an age limit, which is great. But if we don't have anybody to teach them properly
Yeah.
and to take the certain steps, it doesn't do any good to get them out there because so many people are starting to not hunt anymore because of certain rules, regulations, or because, as you're saying, the hate amongst hunters, if it's not a crossbow, it's a longbow, it's a recurve, or it's a compound, whatever. There's so many different things that they fight about or figure out that I don't like him because or her because they shoot a rifle. They should be
Right.
shooting a muzzleloader. They should be. Who cares?
Yeah.
And
Well, that
you
stuff's
see it.
super ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see it probably even more than I do, as I've seen your posts come across in different things, and
Yeah.
I can't even respond to half of them because I'm either laughing or I'm so upset with our hunting community
Yeah,
that
it's ridiculous.
it is. How do you do it? And you said you were looking at doing something.
Yeah.
As far as getting new hunters involved too.
Yeah.
So I applaud you for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna try this Hunter Up initiative. Trying to get all my friends that have a voice like yourself, and I'm gonna reach out to everybody here shortly once I've kind of got all the ducks in a row, and I'd like to put it out there so that everybody takes one person, a year, basically try to recruit one person into hunting a year, either a kid or even a coworker, whatever, family friend, somebody who's not a hunter now, it doesn't matter to me if it's a child or not. I mean, preferably I'd like the children to get into it because they're impressionable and are easier to mold, but really I just want if everybody was to go out there and get one hunter and bring one hunter in here, even if it was 5% of us, 5% of the 13 point whatever million we are here in the United States that hunt, it would take us 5 years to get back to the numbers we were in the 1980s. Because they use that as a benchmark. Oh, that's like the last great era for hunting was in the 80s when, there was enough deer and there was a lot of hunters and so on and so forth. I think that would be huge.
I grew up in the 80s, so and
Yeah, so
that's
did
when
I.
I started hunting, and 82 is when we could legally start hunting here in Wisconsin. And yeah, I just keep watching the numbers, and is it because of CWD? Is it because of kids are in so many sports and the parents think that every kid today is going to be the next professional athlete, that we're running them all over the country? Is it, I don't know, are we
No,
not
I don't.
spending the time? Are we not getting them in the woods enough? Are we, I don't know. We run
Yeah,
a,
I think it's just us,
we're
man.
not
We're
a,
just not doing it. And the parents,
you're
it's
right.
on us. And really, if you
Yeah.
think about it, I mean, I use this as an example to a lot of people because the perception of hunting in society is hunters are evil, more or less. And you grow up. I mean, hell, you watch a Disney movie as a kid, and the hunters in the movies are bad guys. You know,
Yeah.
look at Tarzan. Okay, so I'm just one that I just resaw not too long ago, the Disney movie Tarzan. That the hunter is, I mean, he's a jackass. He's, you know, he's out for one thing. He only wants to kill a gorilla, and he's just willy-nilly shooting all over the place. I mean, going back to when we were kids, Bambi. I mean, come on. You know, if you think about every Disney movie that ever came out that has the hunter character in it or some type of animal that's running away from hunting, it's all, we're evil. So there's just nothing out there that gives a positive spin on hunting or shows the positive. I don't even know it's positive spin because that sounds like we need a spin to be positive. There's nothing out there that portrays us the way that we really are. Now, are there some toothless hillbilly, you know, crazy guys running around just shooting up everything? Yeah. I mean, it's just like anything else. There's that small little group, but we get lumped together with all that, and you know, that's the public image of a hunter. It's either that or you're bloodthirsty, you know, savage just going out there just to shoot something to stick something on your wall. You know, it's they don't show the conservation. They don't tell it. Nobody knows the fact that we are the reason why animals exist today in the United States, and why there's opportunity, why you can go, you know, to a park and see something out there, you know, whatever, watch elk or sheep or whatever. It just.
Right. And there's great organizations out there though. You look at like the National Wild Turkey Federation. I'm the president of the chapter here, and in 2 weeks we run a learn to hunt program. The state started the program, and then we as the organization find the mentors, we run the classrooms, we recruit the hunters. We have certain guidelines for they have to have less than 2 years turkey hunting experience to get them into this program. Back when we started this 15 years ago, we had 8 new hunters. Now we run anywhere from this year, I believe we have 28 new hunters.
Awesome.
We run anywhere from 25 to 35 every spring now of new hunters,
Great.
and they range anywhere from age of 10 to the oldest one we ever had was 76 years old.
Nice.
And it's a really neat program. We run them through a 4-hour classroom, and then we get tags through the DNR that are free. The whole program is free that we run,
That's
and we
amazing.
get them out there. All the mentors spend their time. We have a great group of mentors. They go through background checks, take the kid out, or the hunter, not just the kid, but take this new hunter out and teach them about it. Then we bring them back to a classroom setting. And we give them lunch. We go through how to skin that bird, how to cook that bird. We teach them all those things to get them. Hopefully, they enjoy this. They get into the turkey hunting. Now they're going to branch off, hopefully, into deer
Other
hunting,
stuff.
elk hunting, stuff from there. It's a stepping stone, but that is just because of the NWTF, and they have a huge conservation reach. However, there's other groups out there, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. There's, they all do, I'm not sure if they have a learn to hunt program, but they do so much for conservation and to bring new hunters and try to get new hunters recruited
Yeah.
that I think a lot of people need to look into, these different organizations to help get things started, whether it's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, whether it's Whitetails Unlimited, the National Wild Turkey Federation, all the different
Right.
Ducks Unlimited. There are organizations that we as individuals need to step up also and don't think that, oh, yeah, the next hunter will do it or the next hunter will do it. No, we need to make our voices heard and step to the plate and get these people started also.
Absolutely. It's on us. It's on us. It's nice to, I mean, that the conservation organizations are doing it and they're giving us a voice and they're providing the funding and the infrastructure behind it. But really, it's got to be that word of mouth type mentality where you and me talking to our friends that we work with, you know, or somebody at church or whatever the case may be and say, hey, you know what? Do you want to try hunting? I think you'd enjoy it, you know. Why don't you come out with me and see how it is and you know, experience the birds, the bees and the, you know, the mountains and the, you know, the woods and so on and so forth and let them get an understanding. Because at the very least, even if they don't like it for themselves, they're gonna say, it's not just about going out there and killing shit. And it's not like they're just, every time you go out there, you're just bang, 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 pow, pow, flinging arrows in the air and, you know, and they'll get a better understanding of it. So in my opinion, there, I don't see any harm coming from it. I think a lot of people sway away from it because of some of the stuff that you and I were talking about earlier, where there's that competition, you know, out there. And I think people like, oh man, I don't want to bring more hunters in. There's just more people to compete with over public land and places to hunt and, you know, da, 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 da. But it's a double-edged sword. Without those people, hunting goes away or might not go away because of greed and how much hunting industry means to the government. But it'll definitely change a lot and not for the good. I could tell you that.
Yeah, and then we're going to lose a lot of funding to help those programs, to help the wildlife, to help the conservation, too. And I don't think a lot of people realize that as they get that greed. And yeah. I don't want him hunting next to me, or I don't want them on public land, or I don't want – and so they bash people to get them to either quit or disappear and hunt somewhere else. But they don't realize the big consequence of what they're doing is they're hurting themselves. Mm-hmm. In the end, they're going to end up, there's not going to be hunting or there's going to be very limited because there won't be funding out there anymore to help with wildlife programs, to help with timber stand programs, to help with you know, any type of habitat improvements. Everything will be gone. And the habitat's gone. The animals are gone. Now, all of a sudden, as you said, that double-edged sword, unfortunately, it becomes a one-sided sword, and we cut our own throats.
Right.
That's
no, that's for sure.
I just hate to see it. I hate to see the fighting with everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad, and it's got to stop. Well, maybe we should jump into this podcast. And
there you go.
Get off our high horses here.